What's going on? I'm back at it. Got another one. Thanks for taking the time to check me out. I appreciate it. So let's talk about pranks, right? This is something that I had talked about before. How a lot of these pranksters, you know, they're going out, recording themselves, doing things that are, you know, illegal. And it's a thing where I guess they're trying to go viral, get some attention, maybe a little bit of fame or internet fame or whatever by filming these pranks. And I guess they never really think about how all of that can backfire, and then they find themselves in a lot of trouble. So I'm going to show you something that I think is a good example of why you got to kind of, you know, watch out when it comes to doing these pranks. Actually, you know what? Don't even do them. You know, these type of things, they have a way of hurting people. And, you know, when you start getting into that area, like I said, that's when you find yourself into a lot of trouble. And I think, you know, it's just stupid. I'm going to load this up and I'm going to show you, you know, what I'm talking about. Because, again, I think this is just dumb. It's stupid. It's like people don't have anything else better to do with their time. Let's load this one up.
Only on KHOU 11 News, the 19-year-old who admitted to punching strangers at a local park appeared in court today.
Prosecutors asked the judge to increase his bond. Michelle Choi was the only television reporter in the courtroom. Michelle, what happened?
Yeah, today in court, prosecutors said what 19-year-old Alfred Lewis admitted to doing was unacceptable and dangerous, and asked the judge to raise his initial $10,000 bond to $30,000, and the judge agreed.
KHOU 11 was the only news crew to get video of Lewis as he made his first official court appearance here at the 208th. Lewis is charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon, a first-degree felony, and assault.
We take these cases extremely seriously at the district attorney's office. And in this case, the facts were particularly troubling. These boys were out at a park where people enjoy outdoors, are exercising, and shouldn't expect to run into any kind of trouble.
Lewis is accused of attacking two men in separate incidents at Wortham Park in Northwest Harris County last Thursday, while prosecutors say another teen filmed the attack on his phone. In one of the attacks, prosecutors say Lewis tried to rob the man of his cell phone at gunpoint.
Damn.
And threatened to shoot him in the foot when he refused. They say Lewis then punched and choked the victim.
This man was out there what any citizen in Harris County would do when he was approached by these two males and robbed or attempted to be robbed at gunpoint.
In the other attack, prosecutors say Lewis is seen on video sucker punching a man in the back of the head. They say Lewis and his partner then laughed before running away.
They did this for fun. They posted it on social media,
which is
just simply unacceptable. And I felt, given the circumstances, that the bond needed to be raised.
On Friday, KHOU 11 talked to Lewis, who admitted he was the guy in the video and that he regretted it.
I just made a mistake, and everybody makes mistakes.
Lewis went on to share he did it to get likes and views on social media.
If Lewis makes bond, part of his bond conditions include wearing a GPS ankle monitor and being placed under 24-hour house arrest. As for the other teen, 18-year-old Kingston Miker, prosecutors say he participated and filmed the attack. He's now in custody.
Wow, that's just dumb, man. Look, let's be real. Nothing about anything in those videos where they running up attacking people, nothing about any of that was a prank. You know, nothing's funny about that, right? You got this 19-year-old and his buddy. You know, they out there at the park running up on people with a gun, I guess pretending to rob them, and even punched another guy in the back of the head. You know, I mean, all of that for likes and views on social media. And like I said, stuff like that, it backfires, you know, and now they found themselves in trouble, you know, because of those, I guess, so-called pranks that they were trying to do. I mean, with the gun, you know, running up on people with a gun, you know, these dudes, they were out there playing a very dangerous game. And you know where I'm about to go with this, because had somebody else had a gun on them and they turned around and defended themselves, I mean, that's what it would have been, self-defense, right? So I guess they kind of lucky that they got locked up, because I guess these pranksters, they haven't learned anything from looking at like other situations, like what happened up there in Virginia back in September, where this guy, he was a prankster, you know, he's got a real popular channel on YouTube, where he was shot in the food court of the mall by a delivery driver who was being followed around the mall by this prankster and his crew. And I mean, I get it, man. People are on edge now. And when you're talking about running up on complete strangers in public, you know, people have a right to be defensive. You know what I'm saying? You don't know them, they don't know you, and you don't know what people's intentions are. So it's only natural for people to be defensive. Now, this dude, he was walking up on people, punching them. I don't see how any of that is funny. I don't see how any of that is a prank. You know, there's nothing funny about it when something happens, you know, to them, and these pranksters, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for them. You know, like I said, if somebody had a gun of their own and they turned around and shot these fools, because they didn't know what was going on. All they knew is, hey, you know, this guy, he ran up on me. I guess the first guy they ran up on, you know, they pulled a gun on him, threatened him, shoot him in the foot and all this, and then grabbed him. Like, man, you know, all bets are off, prank or not. You know, you pull a gun on somebody, or you punch somebody in the back of the head, or pretend like you're going to rob them, then they have every right to defend themselves, you know. And as we know, some people are not going to throw hands with you. They'll go straight to the gun, especially in a situation like that. So, you know, don't let these pranks, I guess, get you into something that you're going to regret later or worse. And if you or somebody that you know, are thinking about, I don't know, maybe going out and doing some of these pranks, you know, because what I see a lot of times, people see something and they try to copycat it. You know, they go out in public and they try to do it. Then you better watch this before you do it, because now these guys are being hit with felonies, right? And I guess people are not, you know, I guess people are tired of these trying to go viral moments, where people go out and try to, you know, play these pranks, or what they call pranks, on these unsuspecting individuals. But here's my advice, man. Find something constructive to do and stop playing around and bothering people with these stupid ass pranks, because you don't know what kind of reaction you're going to get. And that reaction may lead to your untimely demise. So just a little something to think about. It's stupid, you know, that these dudes were out there doing that. And I don't know, they thought it was funny, but it wasn't funny at all. So I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care. Stay safe.